This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, jumping on with us right now, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline, is Bobby Trossett. We've had Bobby on the show many times to talk all things Baltimore sports, but specifically the Ravens. He is the co-host of the Ravens Vault podcast with his partner, Sarah Gellison. You can follow Bobby on X on Twitter, at Bobby Baltimore. All right. I mean, you know what it is for us down here. This is the, you know, single biggest spotlight game early in a season that we've had in, you know, perhaps decades. You guys are used to it. I'm just curious what the kind of excitement level up there for this game is.
Yeah, I'm expecting the bank to be rocking. The entire DMV is going to be trying to get this ticket. My brother's coming down from New York, and he's like, you got any plugs for tickets? I'm like, well, just go check Game Time or something. He writes to the group just 20 minutes ago that, you know, cheapest tickets are well north of $250. So this is, it feels like this is sort of uncharted territory, right, for these two teams. And I think while it's not a rivalry by any stretch of the imagination, there's a ton of interest surrounding it for two reasons. One, the high-flying offenses, and obviously the quarterback play. So I'm looking forward to finally seeing Jaden. I watched a little bit of that Monday night football game against Cincy. Boy, he is surgical in the pocket. He's fun when he escapes as well. So there certainly are some similarities between him and Lamar. I think he's a more refined passer at this point in his young career than Lamar was in 2018 when he came in for Joe Flacco in season and kind of rode the team to the playoffs and whatnot. But looking forward to seeing the development.
Yeah, I think you nailed it, by the way. I think that Jaden, just the comparisons to people like RG3 in particular. I mean, RG3 was never a refined passer. Two totally different quarterbacks. There's no comparison whatsoever. Jaden's just light years ahead of where RG3 was as a rookie. And I think he's, you know, a more polished passer, even probably comparable, if not better, than Lamar is right now. But I wanted to ask you, because I did go back and watch the Cincinnati game. I think that's one of the best all-around games I've ever seen Lamar Jackson play, especially as a passer. Was there conversation about that in Baltimore this week?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, earlier on in his career, the knocks were he can't erase double-digit deficits in the second half or really at any point throughout a game. He erased three of them in one half last weekend at Cincinnati. And can he win from the air? And I think it wasn't just Sunday that he's proven that. You know, there have been plenty of times. I think about a Monday night game a couple years ago with the Colts in a shootout type style. But as you know, the Ravens have gone on these runs, whether it was 2019, 2023, you know, other stretches of time in between those seasons. And they've just completely dominated on the ground and just run you out of the gym, run you out of the stadium. And right. So to see them win in the way, the style that was required, was Cincinnati selling out to stop Derrick Henry, but yet when the lights are brightest and he's got 41 rushing yards going into overtime and they let that 51 yarder happen. And it's just like, that's what puts this team over the top. So yeah, it was an impressive victory, obviously from a defensive side of things, in a win, in a shootout. There's going to be a lot of conversation surrounding the secondary, and there has been this week, and I expect them to be put on notice if they're not time on task here with what Jaden showed that he could do from a vertical passing attack standpoint. But Zach Orr made a decision this week. He's bringing in Dean Pease as a senior advisor. He needs help. He's 32 years young. If he hadn't gotten hurt with all those injuries at the linebacker position, the guy would probably be still in the league. So it's just a lot of turnover, kind of like Philly's staff a couple years ago after they made their Super Bowl run. And I think you're just seeing, much like the Chiefs, even though they're unbeaten, the Ravens are sort of learning on the fly while winning games, which they've done the last 3 weeks.
I want to get to the defense here in a moment. And I had mentioned, you know, Dean Pease being brought in as an advisor. But sticking with Baltimore's offense, and in watching the game last week, and look, we've had a chance to watch most of their games, right? The Cowboy game was nationally televised. The Buffalo game was. The Kansas City game was. But, man, they're in 12 and 13 personnel. It seems like a lot. They've got the big fullback in Ricard. Washington plays, you know, a lot of, like a lot of teams, they don't play a lot of base defense. They play a lot of nickel. But just tell me about the three tight ends, you know, in Andrews and Likely, and then Kolar, who came up big in the game last week, and then the fullback. I mean, how do you stop that?
Yeah, people don't even know who Charlie Kolar is because it's been the Mark Andrews show for years. And, you know, obviously with the hip drop tackle injury that was a kind of a gruesome ankle setback for him on Thursday Night Football last year, he rushed his rehab to get back. You know, like he rushed his butt off to get back for the AFC title run. And so he wasn't himself. And he really hasn't been himself for stretches of time so far through these 5 weeks. But it doesn't matter because they're just so deep in that room with Isaiah Likely, an emerging star, and now Charlie Kolar, who Tom Monken seems to love this guy. He does a lot for him. The other day, he took a direct snap. I can't even remember the game that it was. Maybe it was the
short yardage.
Yeah. He direct snap, QB sneak, Charlie Kolar. We were all like, what? So, yeah. Their heavy packages, Kevin, are just so, so lethal. If Pat Ricard, you know, 300-plus pound fullback that you alluded to, is out in front of Derrick Henry, like, good night. Good luck. I don't care if you have a young offensive line the way they do. They've had their growing pains. They will continue to, I'm sure. There are some injuries up and down that. They're trying to figure out life after Morgan Moses and John Simpson and Kevin Zeitler, who, you know, they're not household names, right? But they provided stability at their respective positions. So it's not as magnified because of that heavy personnel that clears lanes, just clears space, you know?
We're talking to Bobby Trossett. Bobby is the co-host of the Ravens Vault podcast. I've known Bobby forever. Does a great job covering the Ravens and Baltimore sports. So let's flip it to the other side of the field. What's been wrong with Baltimore defensively?
Yeah, I kind of mentioned it a second ago. I'll expand on it a little bit just because of, like, I likened it to what happened with Philadelphia a couple years ago. And while this can't be an excuse 5 weeks from now, I would use it as one in the early going, and that is all the turnover from last year. You know, I'm not just talking about players too, like staff. Mike McDonald goes on to Seattle. Anthony Weaver goes on to become the DC in Miami. Denard Wilson, DC in Tennessee. So you're losing, you know, sort of that cohesion from a coaching standpoint. And then you lose Jadeveon Clowney, who had a career year up front, ton of pressures, 9.5 sacks. You lose Patrick Queen in the middle at linebacker, who was a Pro Bowler last year. And then Geno Stone, who somebody they developed, seventh rounder out of Iowa several years ago. You lose him in free agency. He had 7 or 8 interceptions last year for them on the back end. So, you know, there is that component. But then when you look at it, it's a lack of execution. There is so many missed assignments in the back end. Marcus Williams is struggling. Marlon Humphrey is banged up right now. He left Cincinnati with a walking boot on. He's been limited this week, so we'll see how that trends towards Sunday. But honestly, if I'm Cliff Kingsbury, I'm kind of salivating right now because the secondary is open for business. It's open season, and I get it. Joe Burrow's got the best playmakers in the business. Jamar Chase had 193 yards. T. Higgins had almost 100 on top of that, and they combined for 4 touchdowns. So it's not good enough, and it really – I know it starts up front, But when you look at the Ravens and their woes so far, more aside from the Buffalo game, it's been middle of the field that's been soft, and it's been on that back end.
So up there, what are you guys talking about in terms of the matchup against Washington's offense? Are you expecting, you know, to slow it down, or do you think this is a shootout like a lot of people do?
Harbaugh's had a lot of success over his tenure against rookie quarterbacks. I think you throw that statistic out, throw it out of the window, because Jaden's not your typical rookie. I mean, they got – how many years at LSU? How many did he play there?
Two.
Okay. But the guy's like one of the more experienced rookies that we've probably ever seen, right? And so I expect them to score points. I expect them to move the ball on this defense. Now, here's the funny part. I don't expect them to run at will. This is the number one – matter of fact, I have the statistic right here. This is insane. Yeah, look at this. This is the number one ranked rushing defense in Baltimore. You know what they are pass-wise?
Near last.
31st.
Yeah.
They're 31st. They're letting up 280 a game. So, look, they handled Josh Allen, but we know that Josh Allen's playmakers are – there's a lot of them, and he's distributing the football a lot. But I just see this as an opportunity, a major opportunity. I still have the Ravens winning 35-24, but I don't see any reason why Jaden and company, led by Cliff, the way that offense is humming, being able to put up 20-plus.
Yeah, the defensive coordinator, Zach Orr, who is getting, as Bobby pointed out, some help from former defensive coordinator Dean Pease this week, who's coming in as an advisor, said about Jaden Daniels yesterday, quote, "We don't look at him as a rookie. We look at what we see on film, and we see him as one of the top quarterbacks in the league," closed quote. And that has been that's an accurate assessment of the way he's played. I mean, we're going to watch two of the three or four quarterbacks that have played at the highest level so far through 5 weeks. Tell me about Justin Tucker. He made a huge kick last week from 56 yards out to tie it late in regulation, but there was like that stretch going back to last year where he couldn't make a kick from 50 plus.
Yeah, I have the statistic to go along with that. Going into last weekend, he was one for his last seven from 50-plus. We're talking about the most accurate of all time. You know, we're talking about somebody who is pretty much routinely, single-handedly good for winning you at least one game per season, and he's been in the league for 10-plus years. So to say it's been jarring for those around these parts, you know, is probably not – it's just not accurate. You know, it's been extremely jarring. It's been more than that. And so for him to step up and hit a 50-plus yarder with the game on the line and then a little, you know, chip shot in overtime for a little boost of confidence, it's got him trending in the right direction. They're downplaying it from a special teams perspective. But, hey, he's been around a long time, and there has been a lot of change to his operation. You had a long snapper go down last year with an injury. Tyler Ott was brought in, and nobody really talked about it. But, you know, kickers are just they're so cerebral, right? They're so systematic, and he's always mentioned that everything is a system. Everything is detail-oriented, and when that gets when there's turnover there and when there's change or adjustment, sometimes, you know, the continuity isn't there. But, look, I'm not certainly not pulling any kind of emergency handle there, but good bounce-back opportunity for him.
Speaking of Tyler Ott, he is the long snapper in Washington, and our kicker, Seibert, who they signed after week one, has not missed since he arrived. You said this at the very beginning, and I just want people to hear the Baltimore perspective of it, because I did, you know, yesterday we took calls. This is, for me, this is not a rivalry. You don't have rivalries with teams that aren't in your conference, but you said the same thing at the beginning. So just, is that kind of how I think Baltimore fans feel about this game? It's kind of cute. It's the battle of the beltways. There's some geography here, but you know, how would you describe it?
Well, I sure hope so. Yeah, I'm with you, you know, and I mentioned earlier on, like you said, a team that has had a series history that's consisted of seven games, two teams. Like, that's just that's insane. That's ridiculous to call it a rivalry. I guess there's some probably from geography, you know, geography wise, maybe there's some fun household rivalries going on between families, right? But like to call it a rivalry, and I hope this is this is like a collective thought, because otherwise we have all different definitions of what it means to be a rivalry. But, you know, if nothing else, it's just nice to see in a non-preseason format this game be talked about nationally. NBC, as you probably have heard, wanted to flex it to Sunday Night Football, and CBS was like, okay, we're going to protect our contractual right here and make sure that our A-team, you know, Nance, Romo, and Wolfson get it. So that's what's exciting to me. I'm going to be out pregame streaming at one of the tailgates outside the stadium, and seems like there's a lot of feel that it's a primetime game, but it's not.
Health-wise, what do the Ravens look like heading into this one?
Some uncertainty. It's a hefty list, too, that came out yesterday. I already mentioned Marlon Humphrey. That'll be one to watch just in terms of how he trends over the next few hours into today, because he left Cincinnati with a walking boot on. As I look around the list, too, Rashad Bateman with a groin. He's been a complimentary piece for them. He's their former first-rounder from a few years ago out of Minnesota. Somebody who's had a reliable season so far, but health has been a big knock of his. He was limited yesterday, so maybe trending towards playing. What else is on here? A couple offensive linemen went down that were DNPs on Wednesday, but honestly, they have just so many guys like the Patrick McCarries of the world that are sort of your jack-of-all-trades that I'm not going to sit here and even bat an eye on it. So, yeah, I would be looking at Marlon Humphrey, who was a DNP Wednesday, limited yesterday. I'd be watching him Friday if I'm a Commanders fan. And then outside of that, I think they'll be fine offensive line-wise. Ronnie Stanley's okay. He was a DNP on Wednesday, but he's played really well with a toe. So nothing crazy.
How has the rookie corner from Clemson played, Wiggins?
Yeah, Nate, he's fearless, sticky coverage. What, Xavier Worthy was a 4.21. I believe he was a 4.28 at the combine. So the guy's got ridiculous speed, good close ability, had an unbelievable forced fumble on C.D. Lamb in the red zone in Dallas a few weeks ago. But he's also been picked on a little bit. And as any cornerback that's aggressive finds, there is, sometimes it's the Nate Wiggins experience, you know. So I would expect him to be tested. If I'm Cliff, I want to make sure he earns his stripes, and they obviously have the personnel to do that.
Bobby Trossett joining us. Tell me real quickly what you think the crowd makeup will be. You already talked about it. I mean, you can't get into the lower level for less than, you know, $600-$800. You can't get into the stadium for probably less than $300-$400, something like this. It is a ticket in demand. I think there are going to be a lot of Washington fans, and I'm just curious how often M&T Bank has had a significant, you know, it's not a takeover, I'm not suggesting that, like FedEx has been taken over, Bobby, but I know that there are a lot of Steeler fans in the crowd for that game. What are you guys expecting crowd makeup-wise?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I think about teams like, I don't know, just over the few years that I've been covering it, maybe Buffalo has traveled really, really well, like you said, Pittsburgh. West Coast teams every once in a while do okay just to make a trip out of it out east. But of course, I mean, I just feel like, you know, I worked a little bit, as you know, in the DC market starting out my career, and just to think about even when this team is irrelevant, what the fan base consists of in terms of the commitment and the investment, I feel like they got to travel well now that they're actually relevant. I mean, they're relevant. And people are talking about Jaden. All I see right now this morning, as I've kind of gathered the headlines and whatnot, because we go live and at 12 noon, is if Jaden wins this game, they're not just in the conversation as one of the best teams, but he's in the MVP conversation. So just that alone, I'd have to think that there's been a spark within that fan base. Not that there was one. Of course, there was one that was needed. But, you know, they're diehard. I expect it to be well-balanced on Sunday.
All right. You already told us your prediction, 35-24 Ravens. But if Washington wins the game, what's the number one reason how they got it done?
Picked apart the secondary and kept Derrick Henry at bay. And maybe Lamar struggles outside the numbers. Struggles from a vertical passing attack standpoint, where he has been inaccurate at times throughout his career. That'd be the formula.
Thanks for doing this. Hope you're well. I'll talk to you soon.
Of course. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, Bobby Trossett, everybody, at Bobby Baltimore on X on Twitter. He hosts The Ravens Vault, one of the top podcasts covering the Ravens. All right, when we come back, we'll do a little Denton news, and then we'll have the smell test picks for the week, whether you want them or not. And then it'll be Ben at 12 and Mark Schlereth at 12:35.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Denton and I will save our predictions for Sunday's game for the very end of the show. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com